BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The White House has softened its line on President Trump's planned tariffs on steel and aluminium imports, suggesting Canada and Mexico, which are among the biggest suppliers, could be given exemptions. Chris Buckler has the story.
Both those proposed exceptions and the original plan for steep tariffs on steel and aluminium are based on claims that they are in America's national security interests. Basically, that the industries and supplies would be essential if the country had to defend itself. But there are real fears that such actions could lead to a trade war. And while the president says that doesn't worry him, some of his aides believe it could be economically damaging. Earlier this week, Gary Cohn became the latest senior official to announce he was leaving the White House. He had been one of the main voices warning against this protectionist policy.
Police in Britain say a former Russian spy and his daughter, who were found unconscious on Sunday, were poisoned by a nerve agent, which has left them in a critical condition. Britain's top counter-terrorism policeman said a police officer who helped them had also fallen seriously ill. John Donison reports.
The news that a nerve agent was used and that a police officer has also fallen seriously ill marks a major escalation in this investigation. The UK's most senior anti-terrorism officer, Assistant Chief Constable Mark Rowley, confirmed Sergei and Yulia Skripal appeared to have been deliberately poisoned and that the attack was being treated as attempted murder. He gave no details of the nerve agent that was used, but given how difficult and dangerous such chemicals are to manufacture, intelligence experts believe the attack is far more likely to have been carried out by a state, specifically Russia.
Syrian government forces have made further gains in their offensive to retake eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel-held area near Damascus. An eyewitness said troops overran the town of Beit Sawa after subjecting it to airstrikes and artillery fire. Hundreds have died since Syria intensified its efforts to seize eastern Ghouta last month. World News from the BBC.